Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
World of Stupid at 7:45, but right now Lamar Jackson's going up against Brian Flores on Sunday. If you recall, Brian Flores was at the helm in Miami back in 2021 when the Miami Dolphins just blitzed the hell out of Lamar Jackson. Zero blitz all night long. Lamar could not adjust to it, or you could say maybe Greg Roman could not adjust to it. Either way, John Harbaugh spoke about that night.
We certainly remember that game. I mean, you know, that was something we had even talked about before the game Thursday night a little bit. I think it was a Thursday night game, if I remember correctly. And it definitely was a key game kind of in the evolution of the offense, for sure, and handling zero blitz. And they still run some of those blitzes, but they're much more evolved now. I mean, they do all kind of different things, and they disguise their blitzes probably more than they used to. And he's running different variations where he's running simulated pressures. He's running, you know, four-man rushes with both inside backers coming, and he's playing man or zone behind it. And he still does the zero stuff too. So you've got to be prepared for everything, you know. And offensively, we have all the tools to do that. And Lamar's, you know, he's been doing really well with that really for a long time now.
Yeah, I love what he said, Ed. He said the evolution of the offense. That says to me, they went to the lab, watched film, and said, we've got to become different on offense. And if you look at it, they did become much different. Greg Roman wasn't back that next year, was he? Was it 2022?
After which year? Was
it after 21. He was back one more year, and then 2023 he was out. Okay. I think that was, man, that's a good way of Harbaugh putting it. That was the evolution of the offense.
Yeah. And it has evolved.
It had to. The passing game.
It had to, yes.
I mean,
that was elementary.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like, that's the issue. Like, there are sometimes with teams you're going to look at it and say, okay, this person has got us as far as they can. We need to see if there's someone else. Sometimes the message grows stale. You know, like, there's tons of things that can go wrong in a locker room, clubhouse, whatever. I feel like with Greg Roman when he's here, you saw the best of it. You took what he did best in that running game. You kept those philosophies. It's what Detroit is now doing that Ben Johnson left. They're keeping his offense. Maybe they're not going to have the same designs and play calls as those situations when they come up, but you're still going to be in that same offense for them to run because you've had success with it. Now you add in the passing game to go along with this run game, and it's like pick your poison because you've got one of the best back there when he's healthy. Lamar doing it. So, like, again, when all the people are like, yeah, we want to make him stay in the pocket and pass. Oh, do you now? Do you? Is that really what you want to do? Okay. Do it. Do it. Instead of us.
All-time leader in passer rating.
It's just.
Go ahead. Let him stay back there.
Unbelievable.
He's evolved. People do not want to accept that.
No.
He might be. He's top four or five passer in the National Football League right now.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, has he evolved or did they not think he could do this initially?
I think it's a combination of the two. I think if Lamar Jackson was honest with you, he would tell you he's a better passer now. I don't think he was as bad as people thought.
No.
But I think he's better now than he was.
He definitely throws a better football.
Yes, he does.
It's much prettier. He used to flutter. He had a lot of ducks he would throw. They'd get there. But now it's like he's throwing sharp, tight spirals and stuff. What now? What? I see your face. What?
No, I was going to actually say something football related. You know who throws the pretty. Yeah, well, who throws the prettiest deep ball in the league now is Drake May.
Drake May.
Oh, my God. He puts it where nobody else can get it except his receiver.
He drops it in the bucket.
Jake Daniels does too, though.
Yeah.
Who?
Jay Daniels.
Yeah, he does. Lamar also, his ability to change angles, to drop down, side on, which he criticized for before. Now when he changes angles, he gets it there, man.
Remember when everybody was criticizing, he's got to stop doing this sidearm stuff, and then he throws this great touchdown pass to Mark Andrews, and everybody's calling in, and I'm like, does he still got to do the stuff, that sidearm stuff? Because that touchdown looked pretty good.
People can't accept something is different. They can't. They wanted to look like it always has looked. Different to people is foreign. People can't go through growing pains. If you're different and you come in, you better be great instantly because you're different. The way you do it is different. The way it looks is different. People can't accept that.
Yeah.
And that's what Lamar was different in every way. And when he came in, there were some growing pains. And a lot of people forget. And I mean, I'll tell you, I thought Kyle Hamilton was going to be a bust. Mm-hmm. I'm not just jumping on board now and forgetting that I said that. Mm-hmm. I said that. A lot of people forget the criticism that they handed out to Lamar.
Yeah.
And want to act like they were always,
No, they're definitely criticized.
Team Lamar. Yep.
But it's funny, though, and you think people aren't that smart. Or they don't live beyond today. They went to, it's what happened now and how I feel. I don't care about the facts. Look throughout sports history. The people that were different changed everything and became, and they went beyond sports. They were much more than that. I'm talking to people like Muhammad Ali.
Especially.
Especially.
People didn't like him.
People hated him.
Yep.
Hated him. But he changed the sport. Not only was he probably the best ever, in my opinion, but he changed the sport and became much more than boxing. And you know who else did? As much as you hate him, Conor McGregor. The guy was the best thing for the UFC. People hate him. Hate it. You hate him. But he really elevated that sport.
I despise him.
He helped the UFC, though, reach the next level because it was getting a little stale, I think.
It's like Tony Montana said, you need people like me to be the bad guy.
Yeah.
You need a good bad guy to draw. Like,
but Muhammad Ali never beat an old man up at the bar because he didn't like his whiskey.
That's because Muhammad Ali didn't make
Joe
any
Frazier
whiskey.
On the stage, though.
But Joe Frazier's a fighter.
The dude lived in Kentucky. He didn't even make his own whiskey.
Right.
By the way, Conor McGregor's whiskey tastes like ass.
It does.
It's not very good.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. This is
it's like
I was happy though.
Where'd you make this?
Yeah. Well, by the way, I was at an Irish bar in New York City quickly and I said, let me try. Give me some of that, a proper 12. He goes, you don't want that much. Yeah, no, you don't. And
I'm not saying I wouldn't drink it because I
did
drink
it. It wasn't
great.
I tried it.
I'm saying I wouldn't drink it.
It wasn't good.
Well, you're bougie.
It wasn't good. And then I had Sheamus throw my whiskey away.
Sheamus?
The wrestler.
Oh, did you?
Yes. I know what I'm talking about. I'm sitting at a bar. My parents are ill. I went to New York. It was late. I needed something quick, so I know where I went to the Irish pubs on 2nd Avenue. And our girlfriends, me, Sheamus, and our girlfriends, only people in the place. And I recognize them. I can't miss them. I order a Jameson.
You could if the wall was white.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
That guy looks like
he's like made
like
of alabaster. Anyway, I ordered whatever, and he literally took my drink and threw it over the back. He goes, no Irishman drinks this.
Yeah.
Yes. He ordered me a Tullamore Dew and bought me a drink.
Oh, that's some good stuff.
That is great.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Joe, you got an update for us? Trade update?
Bengals traded Logan Wilson to the Cowboys.
So that's the big trade that Jerry Jones was talking about?
I don't know, but Logan Wilson, for what it's worth, led them in tackles for a couple of years, was hurt last year. He's an okay player, but if the Bengals are trading defensive players to you, I'd be concerned.
It's the captain of their defense.
Hendrickson? Who? Logan Wilson?
Yes.
Well, Hendrickson's the other guy that everyone's talking to, but the Bengals are saying they want a first-round pick, and teams aren't flinching.
Wilson's good. He's one of the few good players in that team. Mm-hmm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.